We continue the shiur in Navi, prophets. The Navi called Shoftim, leaders or judges of the Jews. The next leader was Yoir HaGilodi. Now, about him, there is very little said in the Navi. Yet this one sentence bears explanation. The Torah says that Yoir HaGilodi led the Jews, ruled for a period of 22 years. He had 30 sons, and these sons owned, possessed one city each. And Yoir HaGilodi called these cities Chavos Yoir. Chavos means villages or small cities, named after himself, Chavos Yoir. Why did he call them exactly Chavos Yoir? The Gemara says because he possessed the same name as a very famous person who lived in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. His name was Yoir ben Menashe. In the Chumash, we find that Yoir ben Menashe had no children, and he felt very sad about this. Having no children means that his name would be erased. So he built cities, and he called these cities Chavos Yoir, as a monument, memory of himself. There'd be some important thing remaining about himself. Now this Yoir HaGilodi, because he possessed the same name, was from the same tribe, decided to call these cities by the same name, Chavos Yoir. Many years ago, when I was much younger, I once wondered about that point. Why does the Chumash itself, Chumash is so priceless an item, where every single letter of the Torah requires so much explanation and so much depth. Why does the Torah tell us that there was a man, Yoir ben Menashe, who built cities and called them Chavos Yoir? This takes up space in the Chumash, when space is so valuable. There must be a vital lesson there. And what appears to be the true interpretation is, the Gemara says that sometimes a tzaddik, a person is very righteous, and yet the one thing he desires most in life, he never gets, and that is children. Because a person's main purpose in life is to propagate the breed, to bring up children who will continue to serve Hashem. The greatest nachas Jew can have is children who are religious, who go on the righteous path, who bring honor to the family name. And if this nachas is an item of which a tzaddik is deprived, he feels very sadly. Therefore, the Gemara tells us, the Yerushalmi says, that the toldos means the generations of the offspring of tzaddikim. What are the true toldos of tzaddikim? Not just children, but their birth. They give birth to, most important moral lessons for the sake of their children and the following generations. And these toldos of tzaddikim, the Gemara says, are Torah u'mitzvos, Torah u'maisim tov. Hein zichronon. These are in memory of these tzaddikim. They leave these as a memento of themselves for all future generations. Now here the Torah teaches us that Yoir ben Menashe was a very great tzaddik. He had no children, but he did leave over something as a memory to himself, a lesson for all future tzaddikim. He left over Chavos Yoir. This stands for his name. Chavos Yoir, though, is Begimatria 635, which means the Zichron of tzaddikim is Torah and mitzvos. The Torah is always called the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Mitzvos are Taryag, 613 mitzvos of the Torah. 22 and 613 total, the words Chavos Yoir or 635. This is what Yoir ben Menashe meant when he called these cities Chavos Yoir, to show that though he has no children, he leaves behind him for the sake of others the Torah and mitzvos that he taught during his lifetime. So here too, Yoir HaGilodi, who led the Jews for 22 years, he was not as great a tzaddik as Yoir ben Menashe, but he showed too that he strived to fulfill the 613 mitzvos for a period of 22 years. And therefore, he too called these cities Chavos Yoir, the Gematria, numerically, it amounts to 635, a total of 22 and 613.